with a large food show featuring more than 500 samples. Information at worldgourmetfoods.com.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says it'll be humid today with a few showers and thunderstorms. He'll be along with details on the weather in 5 minutes. First AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Backers of a one-cent sales tax for school buildings and facilities have less than 3 months to sell the idea to Champaign County voters. The county board voted last night to put the question on the November 4th ballot. School boards in Champaign County requested the referendum, and the county board was following state law and putting it on the ballot. Not all of those who voted to do so are happy with the proposal, but Republican Steve Moser of St. Joseph Township says property tax revenue in rural districts isn't enough to pay for the school buildings they need.
The disintegration of Broadlands and Longview just give me every reason to support this, because that district has done a tremendous job of educating people with not a whole lot of money. And I know I played basketball in that gym at Broadlands when I was in high school, and that's getting to be a long, long time ago.
Some county board Democrats said they opposed using the sales tax to fund schools, calling it regressive and a consumption tax. But in the end, the only votes against putting the question on the ballot came from Republicans Stan James, Kevin Hunt, and Brad Jones. If voters approve the school facility sales tax, state law gives the Champaign County Board final say on implementing it. A new lawsuit that alleges the state of Illinois discriminates against minority students could have a tough time in court. That's according to several legal experts. Mike Ree has more.
In Illinois, school funding reformers have been frustrated for decades trying to figure out ways to change the system. This week's lawsuit from the Chicago Urban League and Quad County Urban League is the latest attempt. The groups say blacks and Latinos are disenfranchised by the way the state funds schools. Don Clark Netch is a professor emeritus at Northwestern University Law School. She says the lawsuit's civil rights angle is unique.
On the other hand, you have to recognize that the Illinois Supreme Court has already decided two times that school funding is primarily a legislative matter.
Jim Nolan agrees the case will be tough to win. Nolan's a senior fellow at the University of Illinois' Institute of Government. He says the Illinois Supreme Court has a strong tradition of staying out of legislative affairs. I'm Mike Ree.
Meanwhile, Chicago Mayor Richard Daley says he supports the Urban League's lawsuit. Daley said yesterday the suit, as opposed to calls to boycott the first day of classes at Chicago public schools, points out the lack of funding and it's a constructive attempt to bring about change. Daley has long advocated a reduction of real estate taxes and an income tax increase to pay for schools. He noted lawsuits similar to that filed by the Chicago Urban League have been successful in other states. Democratic leaders are allowing the son of retiring Illinois Senate President Emil Jones to run for his father's seat in the November election. Yesterday's vote by the Cook County Ward Committeemen to slate Emil Jones III is no surprise. In announcing his retirement Monday, his powerful 72-year-old father said he wanted his son to take his place. It's the latest in a string of family political successions in a city where the mayor holds the job his father once did, and the current Cook County boss was put up for his job by his dad. Jones defends his 30-year-old son being chosen, saying he learned from him and has all the tools to do the job. A coalition of employee unions at the U of I's Urbana campus say they want to know why their pay raises reflect only half the increase provided by the state this year. More than 100 workers representing everything from machinists and clerical workers to faculty and teaching assistants rallied yesterday as students moved into the Pennsylvania and Florida Avenue residence halls. The groups want to know why their paychecks are only going up 1.5% when lawmakers pledged a 3% increase for the U of I. Jim McGuire is president of AFSCME Local 698. He says initial contract talks centered on a wage increase of around 2.5%, but later administrators lowered that amount to what employees have received in recent years. McGuire says he doesn't buy their main reason for the change.
They use the excuse that their energy costs were too high. They knew before we started negotiating that contract and they started talking about that 2.5% that their energy costs were high. They had done an audit about their energy costs. So that to us seems kind of specious.
U of I spokesman Tom Hardy, meanwhile, says a 3% increase from the state doesn't necessarily mean salaries will go up that much. And he says $27 million in new energy costs and other operational expenses had a lot to do with that. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bonsert.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35 and AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser, who has been designated a certified broadcast meteorologist by the American Meteorological Society, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Well, some scattered rain just in time for all the students to move back into the, or move in for the first time to the Illinois campus here. Sweet Corn Festival coming up this weekend. Market on the Square. We have our digital open house. A busy weekend. Are we going to see these showers continue?
At times, yes.
At times.
It's not going to rain continuously. In fact, you would just take right now, most of the area dry, but you're listening in from around Alvin in Vermilion County or Henning, you may be getting a little bit of rain. Heavier rain around Marshall and Clark County. Also, just to the east of Charleston and Coles County, heading up toward Ashmore, some heavy rain as it moves from southwest to northeast. Also,